us on our website at freetalklive.com and give you the features on our site for free. And for those of you that have not yet seen it, maybe because you only get the show on Saturday nights on your local radio station, Free Talk Live has a brand new website. You can go to freetalklive.com and experience a brand new Free Talk Live 2.0 site. Normally, on a radio show website, it's kind of about a, well, we tell you what's important perspective. The new Free Talk Live site is much more community-based in that you get to create the content of the site. So it's more you telling us what's important perspective. It's a totally different approach.
There's news stories there. You can vote them up, vote them down, enter your own news stories. There's even opportunities for, you know, blog posts. You know, you can call that a news story. You can call your own rant a news story. It doesn't really matter. But, you know, mostly it's intended to be sort of news stories. But, hey, you know, you can do what you want. It's Free Talk Live.
And it's free, unlike those other talk show hosts that want to charge you for accessing their website. So enjoy it all over at freetalklive.com. And we'll start things out here tonight with a story about scams and scam artists. And Mark, you and I were both born and raised down in Florida, the Sarasota, Bradenton area.
What to do with scam artists?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of old people that live down in the whole Sunshine State is packed full of them. Certainly, the area where we grew up, there's a number of them. And, well, I mean, they're just more susceptible to scam artists. They're getting a little...
They seem to be the targets, yeah.
Right, well, because a lot of them are getting up in the years, and they're starting to... my grandmother, for instance, she's, I think, in her late 80s now, and she's starting to get a little bit of what they say. They say is dementia. So it's not you know, full-on Alzheimer's or something like that. It's just a little bit of confusion, mm-hmm. you know, here and there. And so that's why the scam artists will target these folks.
I'd hate to think they confuse. Confusion's going to get worse over time.
You'd hate to think that.
Yeah, I'd hate to think that.
I imagine it will.
Yeah.
Right. And so...
It's the alternative, I guess.
So in this case, the story is actually about an 86-year-old man who didn't fall for the scam. And let me just share this with you, and then maybe you've got a story of... were you taken? Have you ever been scammed before? And if so, can you tell us about it? Whether it's one of those online phishing emails that you got hit with, or one of the Nigerian bank fraud emails, or, as this one is, an actual phone call that came in. Harry Cole is from the St. Pete Times, by the way. Harry Cole doesn't have a background in law enforcement, but that didn't stop him from doing some amateur detective work when phone scammers began offering him millions in prize money. If you just pay them a few hundred dollars up front, of course, you know.
Yeah, I mean, that's
how you win,
right?
Prizes, right? You pay them to get the prize. Publishers Clearinghouse doesn't do business that way. It's just hard to believe anyone would fall for this, right? But they just must call so many people with this scam that inevitably they'll find the suckers.
Well, that's the classic short scam is to in order to you offer somebody something much greater in order to get something much smaller early on. The scammer gets something much smaller early on.
Yeah, you just have to be convincing,
and then,
I guess.
They're gone.
In this case, the 86-year-old retired exterminator and hospital volunteer said, "I'm not a college man, but I'm not really dumb." The call started December 17th when a man who said his name was David Rose called Coral's home. He told his wife that her husband had won a contest in Vegas and was due $1.5 million. The catch? Write a check for $299.25 and send the money through Western Union.
Then, you always hear that these prizes require one to pay, like, up front, right immediately, or whatever, the sales tax or the IRS income tax. I don't know. Like, I've never won anything like this, so I don't know what is actually required, but it's...
Well, if you're winning $1.5 million, I can tell you the IRS is going to want more than $300.
Yeah.
The prize would then, he said, the prize would then be sent to Mr. Coral. When Coral's wife told him, he knew something sinister was afoot. The retired World War II vet was in Vegas 3 years ago for a reunion of his army unit, but he says, "I didn't enter any contests." The next day, the man called again. This time, Coral answered. He engaged the mysterious caller, whom he called foreign-sounding. "He must have talked for about half an hour," said Coral. The man claimed to be from Michigan. This time he said the prize was now $5 million and the fee was $399.12.
Hmm.
Yeah, you want to just... That seems like it's even more unbelievable. Why would it be $1.5 million the first day and then the next time they call $5 million? I mean, at least get some consistency with your scam. He says he was very, very insistent, said Coral, who pretended to be interested in order to get information. I kind of talked like, yeah, I'll do it, whatever. The man gave him a contact number. He did insist that I don't contact the FBI. He said it kind of interrupted their business. Coral hung up on him. About 15 minutes later, another man called and offered him a new Mercedes plus $5 million. This time, he was told to send $500. Coral was fed up. He asked the phone company about the phone number, and it came back as being from Jamaica. Coral decided it was time for the professionals to take over the case. And here's where the story gets even more interesting from my perspective, right? So he calls the Newport Richie Police Department. And they're there to protect and serve, right? I mean, that's what they say. It says that on the sides of their cruisers, I'm sure. It's what all the police claims, that they're there serving and protecting.
What is the Newport Richie Police Department going to do about scam calls coming from Jamaica?
Well, that's a good question, Mark, and I think we can address that here in a moment, but let me just explain what they did do. What they could do is another question. What they did do is, what you'll find out here. So he lives in that area. However, he lives outside the city, so they referred him to the Pasco County Sheriff's Office. Oh, I'm sorry, that's out of our jurisdiction. So he called the Sheriff's Office, and the Sheriff's Office said the matter was outside its jurisdiction and that he should call the FBI. So Coral called the Tampa office. They told him.
Yeah, I can imagine how frustrating this is, right? Like, first you call the Newport Richie Police Department. Newport Richie Police Department says, no, not our business. Then you call the Port Richie Police Department. They said, no, it's not us. You call the Pasco County Sheriff's Department. No, it's not us. You call the FDLE. No, it's not us. You call the FBI. You're going to have to talk to the NSA. Whatever. They'll keep bumping you down the line. If you've ever made a phone call to a government agency, you know what this feeling's like. And it's not like you even get it that answer on the first call. Usually you have to leave a message, or you get bumped through a few people, whatever.
Indeed.
Frustrating.
So he called the FBI, called the Tampa office of the FBI, and then they told him to call the Pasco Hernando field office in Wesley Chapel. So he did that twice. He got an answering machine and left messages. Meanwhile, Coral kept getting calls from the scammers. On December 18th, he got more than 20 calls. Now, what has to be going on here is these scammers must be calling old people, and they must tell themselves, well, if someone says yes, we'll do the deal, then that means we've got some suckers here, and so we can call them a whole bunch of times with a whole bunch of scams?
It doesn't make much sense, because if you were a scammer, you would want to keep your suckers on a short leash. You don't want anybody else getting them. You don't want, because anybody, when they start getting the money taken from them, they're not going to fall for that too many times.
On December 19th, another man called Coral. He said he was in Spring Hill and wanted to finish the transaction while in the vicinity. He said that he apparently to take a check for $500 to the Western Union near a Walmart, and there would be $5 million and a Mercedes in it for him.
If he's in Spring Hill and he wants to get that taken care of real quick, why don't you come over here to Pasco County and we'll do it? I mean, Spring Hill's just around the corner.
An FBI agent returned Coral's call the following week after the Times inquired about his complaint.
Okay, so the FBI returned the call after the New York Times called?
After the St. Pete Times.
Oh, St. Pete Times, excuse me.
Right.
St. Pete Times gave them a call?
That's how you get a call back from your loving federal government who's out there to protect and serve you. I mean, this guy left two phone messages with the FBI after the local police said, this is who you call, we can't help you, and they only called back after the media called to inquire about the case. So what happened? What did the FBI agent say to Mr. Coral?
We've taken this information and we'll go right to work on it.
The agent told him the field office can't do anything about an overseas operation, but suggested Coral send in the information anyway so it could be forwarded to the Washington, D.C. office. I'll do that, he said. The calls have tapered off now, but Coral said he was surprised that law enforcement didn't seem more interested in protecting the public from such con artists, especially when those victimized most often are the elderly.
So I wonder if this World War II vet remembers what it was like to be in the military and the kind of bureaucracy that went on there. I mean, does he think it get worse as far as bureaucracy goes? Because I suspect it didn't.
He said, what are we paying them for?
It's a valid question.
So what could they do? I mean, it is in another country. I have an idea, and would love to hear from you as far as if you've ever been caught up in a scam or you know somebody who has. Don't be embarrassed. Tell your story. 800-259-9231.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program then helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-583-0918. 1-800-583-0918. Call now. 1-800-583-0918. 1-800-583-0918.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQUAAqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
As a homesteader attempting to live sustainably, I was floored by the amount of information in this book.
Dear Linda, I would be hard-pressed to express how much you have impacted my life.
I'm amazed by the wealth of the author's knowledge and the depth of the coverage in this book.
As we see more and more GMO foods on the shelves, this information is good to know.
I am thankful to God for you, Linda.
I can't say enough about this book.
Blessings to you and your family.
The greatest of effect this book has had on me and my family is that we truly see Earth's bounty everywhere.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition of the program. You can take control of the airwaves by dialing toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. And tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of archives right there on the front page of the site. In fact, the archives go back for an entire year, totally free. Additionally, we're working on a way to get people access to more than a year's worth of archives. I don't know how well it's going to work out, but plans are afoot for this. It may take us a little while to get that put together. We'll let you know when that happens. Freetalklive.com. It's all free for you.
Yeah, on Free Talk Live, we've been talking about investing in gold and silver as a hedge against inflation.
This is not a scam, by the way. This is a real good deal.
Right.
We're talking about scams tonight.
Either as an investment in or barter currency. We know that we've now teamed up with Midas Resources to offer you some very special rates on some hand-picked gold and silver pieces. When I say hand-picked, I picked out the pieces that we'd be, the types of pieces, not the individual ones. And you can go check them out at silver.freetalklive.com. There's U.S. Eagles over there, British Sovereigns, 20 francs, Lakota Nation silver rounds, Montana silver reserves, and Walking Liberty halves. And you can go to silver.freetalklive.com. And these are probably the best rates you're going to find on the Internet. There may be somebody who has them a little cheaper. I don't know. But your time is worth something if you have to go hunting all over the place. So check out silver.freetalklive.com before you do any buying in gold or silver.
Now, apparently nobody in our listening audience has ever been scammed tonight, Mark, because they haven't called in to tell us about it at 1-800-259-9231. But that's okay, because there are a lot of different things we can talk about this particular issue. And then we'll get to your calls about absolutely anything, but I want to make sure we finish up this discussion about this elderly gentleman in the Tampa Bay area, stories from the St. Pete Times, who was getting scam artists calling his home, telling him stuff like, "You've won $1.5 million. Just send us a check for $300. And or Western Union. They don't want checks. They want to make sure it's Western Union so they can get the cash right away.
And disappear.
Yeah. Well, send us a $300 Western Union, and we'll give you a $1.5 million. And they call back the next day, and they said, "It's $5 million now, and you just send us a $500 Western Union." It was just crazy, the claims they were making. So this elderly gentleman was not fooled by these folks. He hasn't lost his
mind. Still spry and can figure out a scam when he hears one.
Right. So he calls the local police department. They say, "We can't handle it. Call the FBI." So he calls the FBI field office. They say, and they, by the way, did not bother returning his phone calls. Finally, they did call him back after the St. Pete Times had called them inquiring about the story. And that's kind of one aspect of this. Like, hey, surprise, surprise. Here's a great example of how it is the government has absolutely no obligation to do anything for you at all. I understand people believe that the government's there to keep them safe and to protect them and stuff like that, because, after all, that's what people like George Bush and Barack Obama say over and over again. Just listen to any speech specifically about terrorism, for instance, where the president will always say something like, "It's my job as president to protect the American people." Really? Well, apparently it's not the FBI's job to do any protecting of the American people, because otherwise they might have called this guy back.
Right.
If they even wanted to bother to show some level of concern for this man and his situation.
Right. I don't think the federal government specifically has much interest in protecting you. Like, if you could imagine a guy pulls out a gun ready to shoot you somewhere in the media vicinity of the president, do you think the president's going to throw himself in front of that bullet? Do you think the Secret Servicemen are going to throw themselves in front of that bullet? I think they're going to throw themselves on top of the president. Like, they care about they care about protecting themselves.
The state, yeah.
Now, I would question that when it comes to a local law enforcement officer. I really do believe that that some of those guys got into the business in order to protect the actual civilians.
I agree with you, and they're a little more accountable than the federal government, which is why this guy actually got calls back from the local bureaucrats.
Right, he got to talk to the Newport Richey Police Department and the Pasco County Sheriff's Department, but he didn't get to talk to the FBI until the St. Pete Times, a rather sizable news organization, gave them a call.
Right.
I thought that it might look like they had some egg on their face if they didn't call back one of their sponsors.
So it's a great idea, or it's a great example, rather, of how useless the federal government is. But even though he did get to talk to the local sheriffs, they just passed the buck. They just, it's not our jurisdiction. Even though he's paying thousands of dollars a year, likely, in taxes that go to support these bureaucrats and pay their paychecks, they didn't do anything for him. So what could they do about it? I have some ideas, but let's go first to Eric in Florida, listening to WFLA. Eric, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Super. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, first of all, I'll just say you guys got a great show. Fun you guys this year.
Thanks.
Since then, I switched over to Libertarian Party, which is awesome.
Now, I don't think the Libertarian Party's too awesome, but...
I guess to open my eyes is what I should say. You guys have really done.
I started my political career in the Libertarian Party.
You might as well do it. I mean, we're not questioning that. I mean, I'll vote for a Libertarian candidate if he's on the ballot, but...
Just my gripe with them is they just aren't Libertarian like they used to be. Anyway, go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, the reason I was calling in is actually when I graduated college, first moved to Tampa, one of my first jobs was what I thought was a little shady. Actually, on the first day, I was put to work right away, and we had a system where you would actually call people and basically offer them free vacation vouchers, and you would tell them that, you know, congratulations, you've won this and everything. What we just need for you is to verify some information who you guys are for your safety and security. And at that time, you'd ask them to get their checkbook, which they would go get. And you'd like, okay, what's your name? And they're like, you get a couple of vague information, like, oh, you still live in, say, like, Tampa, Florida, or something like that. So we'd get that information. We're like, who are you banking with? And they tell us the banker, like, okay, now we're going to verify who we are. We're going to get your checkbook. We're going to tell you these first few digits. What we would do is give them the, basically the routing number, which is open information to anybody. It's just like a numerical address.
Mm-hmm.
And be like, hold on, we're going to check with you. And it's like the movie Boiler Room. We put them on hold. We yell to this guy that's got a huge book with all the information. And we basically were just ripping off account numbers from people. So I don't know.
So wait a minute. You'd give them their bank routing number, and that would impress them. So then they would give you their account number?
They would have a false sense of security thing, like, oh, well, this guy knows our, he already has our information. He knows where I bank at, because we'd ask their address and look for the local bank that was around there and say, oh, you guys bank there? Here's your routing number, which is just like numerical information as an address. So anyone can get that.
Oh my gosh!
I couldn't believe this.
And then what would happen? I mean, after you got their bank account number, then what?
Well, then you said that we'd send out the voucher in the mail and everything like that. But that was my first call. I was like, this sounds horrible. And it was like a set of a movie. Like the main guy in charge of the call center was like an ex New York cop, but he was like in charge of this team. I don't know why. It's like he knew how to run these scams or something. And so the second call, like, I already felt uneasy about it. I happened to. Some younger lady about my age, and she's like, hold on, let me just do some research. And she checked the Better Business Bureau, and we were on there for, like, scams and frauds. And I'm like, okay, this is wrong, you know, and I just quit. Actually, one of the guys I was training with, I'm like, hey, I think this is a scam. We need to get out of here. So, but I came to find out that that place has been closed down and reopened over several different names that are very similar, so I'm sure the same thing is still going on.
Yeah, I bet they have. So you're not really sure what they would do with that as far as how much money they jack from the account and
No clue like that. I mean, you know, I mean, there was no reason at all. I mean, we weren't even trained on what these vouchers were for. No background in the business. I mean, I literally started it as soon as I walked in the door. And
unbelievable.
So to me, it sounded like, you know, if you're getting accounting numbers from people and being dishonest about it, then
good on you for quitting that job. Congratulations.
Yeah,
luckily. You keep your soul intact.
Out of college, I was excited about my first job, you know, out of college, but.
Thanks for that. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. 800-259-9231. That's interesting. Maybe you've been on the other side of the scam. Maybe you've been involved in the scam. You can share that with us, too. And like Eric, hopefully you did the right thing. Get the hell out of it. More coming up. Take control of the airwaves. Free Talk Live.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2-sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems, and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the 1-week Start Page Challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of Start Page and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
It's obvious God loves us and has a sense of humor. Why? Because He created peppermint. Hi, this is Dr. Catherine Albrecht for GetMint.com. We all know that mint is fun and delicious, but did you know it's also great for your health? Research shows mint can help soothe a headache or calm an upset stomach. It's antimicrobial and antiviral, so it's perfect for flu season, too. You can use it to chase bugs and mice out of your pantry without toxic chemicals. And kids love its great cool taste. GetMint.com offers quality peppermint and spearmint oils made right here in the USA by fourth-generation mint farmer Peppermint Jim. His pure, pungent mint oils are 100% natural, free from harmful chemicals, and very affordable. So improve your health and spice up your life with natural mint products from GetMint.com or call 1-800-345-9068. That's GetMint.com or 1-800-345-9068 and feel the minty freshness.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. See your doctor for checkups and call for a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is a natural supplement that helps your body support prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201. This offer is for one free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition of the program, very first one for 2010. Welcome back, I guess. It's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, and those include our bulletin board system. You can go to bbs.freetalklive.com, get involved and get interactive with the over 500,000 posts. There's an awful lot to talk about there. bbs.freetalklive.com.
Manchester Brewing, brewers of John Thomas Red, now available in a strap-on edition for hikers. ManchesterBrewing.com.
All right, we continue here. We're talking about scams and wondering if you've ever been caught up in one. Maybe you fell for a scam, and it's all right. People can be gullible. I know that I've been gullible in the past. Maybe you can share your story with us here at 800-259-9231, or from the other side of the coin. We just had Eric in Florida telling us about how he started at a telemarketing firm. He didn't really realize what he was getting into until he found out the company he was working for was getting bank account numbers from people in a very dishonest manner. So maybe you want to tell us about a scam that you might have unwittingly been involved in, or perhaps even wittingly, and maybe you've come over to the side of good now.
Truth,
and
justice, in the American way.
Yeah, because scams are awful. It's dishonest, and it's a terrible thing to do to people. But they're out there, so let's talk about them. 800-259-9231.
Well, I think that there's one should draw a distinction, and I'm not saying it's okay or anything like that, but one should draw a distinction between sort of people that do a bad job of providing customer service to people that are, go into it not intending to deliver on what they say. There's a difference there.
We haven't gotten a bad customer service story yet, so I'm looking for scams. Let's talk to Jerry in Florida, and of course you can call in about anything as well. Jerry, you're listening to WFLA. Hello there.
Hey guys, how you doing?
Super. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I've got kind of a unique perspective. I was a victim of a scam, and I was able to scam the scammer in return.
Really?
So to get my money back, yeah.
How'd that happen?
What happened was, I used to live up in Massachusetts, and I owned a house, and I was going to get my windows replaced. So I was calling these different window companies, trying to get them to come out and get estimates and what have you. And I was really nervous because I know that a lot of those companies tend to be scams, or you get screwed no matter what you do. But there was one company that had been advertised for years on the top AM station in Boston. And I know it's free talk and everything, but I probably can't mention the name.
Oh, that's okay.
But at any rate, for years they were advertising on this one radio station, and because most of the personalities got free windows put in their houses. So they were singing their praises. I thought, well, this is a company I can trust. So I had him coming out as one of the companies, and the guy came out. He was actually the head of the company himself, and he gave me a sales pitch, and basically all the windows looked pretty much the same, but he gave me what was supposed to be a killer deal and all this. In Massachusetts, you have a 7-day right of rescission clause, and so I thought, well, okay, I can go ahead and sign this deal with him and still talk to the next couple of guys that you know, come in over the next couple of days and still have time to back out if I get a better deal.
Mm-hmm.
So I signed the contract. Guy comes the next day, and he was looking at me kind of strangely. He says, look, he says, I don't want to be bad-mouthing the competition. That's not a way to sell my windows. He said, but just do yourself a favor. He said, I'm not going to sell you any windows tonight because you got a contract. Just a little investigating about this company, and I think you're going to want to get out of this contract. But that made me nervous, so I called the next day to cancel it, and their phone had been disconnected. The 800 number on the contract, that they signed. But
wow.
The guy that had been there in the process of just you know shooting the breeze with me, he happened to live on where his personal office was. In other words, they had an office near me, but he came out of a different office. Called that office and got his secretary, and she said, oh, yeah, no problem. Just send us in writing a request to cancel the deal, and we'll send your check back to you. Well, you know, 2 weeks go by. I didn't get it back, and it's gone for several months. Oh, he's not in the office today. Oh, he's sick today. He's on vacation, whatever. Finally, I realized, well, this guy is scamming me. I went on the air with one of the personalities on that radio station, and managed to get enough out before the guy cut me off. And he said he talked me off the air. And he said, "Well, he's never scammed anybody, as far as I know." Anyway, long story short, what ended up happening was I discovered I decided to play a little bit of Jim Rockford, and I called the phone company, gave them the toll free number that I was on my contract, and I said, "Yeah, we're just doing some year end accounting here, and I don't have the date that we canceled that phone line." So they gave it to me. They said, okay, it was canceled on a certain date. Well, that date was months prior to him coming to my house.
Okay.
So I wound up charging this guy with intent to defraud because, of course, the only number that he gave me to call on the contract.
He shut off.
Right, yeah. Before he even got there. Anyway, so just to sum this part of it up, I wound up taking the guy to court, and the day before we were supposed to go to court, I got every penny of my money back. But that's where it gets interesting, because about maybe 3 or 4 months later, I'm at the home show in Boston, and here's this company advertising replacement windows and this and that and the other, and I look up on the sign, it says a division of, and it has the name of the person, Industries.
No.
And I checked with the salesman there, and he said, oh, yeah, that's so-and-so. I can't, you know, probably can't mention his name, but he said, he's the owner of the company. And I said, oh, that's really interesting, because he's the guy that tried to scam me out of my money for when he was the owner of, and I mentioned the other company. But I said it loud enough so that potential customers were hearing what was going on. So the guy said, well, I'll be more than happy to talk to him to get squared away. I said, oh, I got it squared away, right? I took the guy to court. And before the court case came up, he paid the money so that he wouldn't have to have a criminal
judgment. Yeah.
But I said, folks, that you ought to know that this is the kind of person you're dealing with. He shut down the company, but meanwhile, he was out there taking deposits from countless number of people who unfortunately did get scammed out of their money because they didn't know what to do. So it's just one of those cases where you put your thinking cap on and you try to come up with a creative way to kind of turn the tables. And by virtue of the fact that I remembered the name of the city where he had his own office, I was able to call there, and then by calling the phone company to find out when they disconnected that number.
Wow.
Fortunately, I was able to get the money back. But, you know,
good job on that.
Well,
yeah, I wonder if the police would have been able to do as good of a job. They wouldn't have the motivation. I love your response.
No. Unless there's donuts involved, they're not going to.
Thanks for the story. Was there anything else you wanted to share about it?
Well, no, other than that, look, if you get scammed by somebody, don't just be a victim. There are things you can do, you know, but sometimes you just have to get creative and think, you know, think the whole thing through.
Yeah, hopefully the thing you'll do first is, do a little bit more investigation into the company and talk to some former clients and stuff like that. You know, buyer beware, caveat emptor, and all that.
and get references that speak to that you know are not on the payroll of the guy that they're reviewing.
Well
but
done,
anyway,
sir.
Thank you so much
for the call. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231.
You know, it's a shame when you know, guys like that, you ask, hey, you know, if you called the cops, what do you think they would have done? And they just laugh. a big old belly laugh. You know, and I'm sure that there's law enforcement officers out there listening that cringe when they hear that because they know that they've tried their very best, but that they're routed off to doing other things by their superiors. They can't spend the kind of time that they need to spend in order to provide the services that would help you know people like that in those situations. They're busy off, you know, busting kids with joints, or you know, busting up late night parties out in a deserted pasture someplace, or you know, getting somebody who's going 9 miles an hour over the speed limit or whatever they're doing.
You know, we've got more calls on the scam topic and I want to get to them here, but real quick, since we're talking about the police and their response, the original story that brought all this up was that an elderly gentleman in Tampa that had a phone scammer call him, and he called the police looking for help. They told him, oh, it's not our jurisdiction. Call the feds. Feds wouldn't call him back until the St. Pete Times called asking about the story. Then they finally called him back and said, oh, there's nothing we can do about it. It's for the calls from Jamaica. It's out of our jurisdiction.
Good luck.
So basically, when they all said there's nothing we can do, well, if they actually wanted to appear as though they gave a damn, there's something they could do. They could pick up the phone and call their police counterparts in Jamaica and say, and I don't know how much effect this would have, but it would at least be something, right? It would at least they'd be putting an effort in, which they didn't put any effort in. They could call up the police counterparts in Jamaica and say, hey, one of our people here in Tampa got this phone call from this phone number, and they've been, you know, they're doing scams. Maybe you'll want to check into that. That would be something, right? It wouldn't take more than 5 minutes or 10 minutes to make that call. More coming up. You can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, Your Honor, I didn't know about this law. How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, ignorance of the law is no excuse. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
This is an emergency alert. People don't die of H1N1 infection. They die from system-wide intoxication and toxic shock. Doctors call it the cytokine storm following infection and immune hyperstimulation. Vaccines with immune stimulants or toxic drugs chemicalize your body, adding to your death risk. Prevent death and reverse diseases from infections, vaccinations, and drug toxicity. Call this number to get my free special report about the flu and what to do to save lives, maybe even your own. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. Order Zeolite, the world's most powerful broad-spectrum detoxifier, immune system guard, and vaccine cleanse. Avoid vaccinations and drugs. Use Zeolite and OxySilver Hydrosol instead to detox and de-germ your body. Stop the shock of toxicity and preventable deaths. Call 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Or visit zeolife.net and oxysilver.net and order your free report and package special.
America is in deep, deep trouble because we don't know our rights. Let's get real freedom back into America by teaching and promoting the Bill of Rights with the 2010 Freedom Calendar. Why? Because our forefathers gave them to us. Because the Freedom Calendar is true patriotism in action. And because if you don't know your rights and use them, you may lose them. The Freedom Calendar is the best educational tool in over 200 years. It shows in detail how to use your rights, how to answer any bureaucrat, how to use your guaranteed rights for true freedom. The
The Freedom Calendar is the easy way to learn the proper use and function of each of our rights and is perfect for homeschoolers, business promotions, and fundraisers. Order your Freedom Calendar now for just $15, and discounts are available for bulk orders. Call 651-771-5234. Again, 651-771-5234. The Freedom Calendar. Know your rights or lose them. Order now while supplies last. Call 651-771-5234 today.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org for our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy. We urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at HempUSA.org today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want. Toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. And if you enjoy this program and you'd like to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Just enter Amazon through that link. And pretty much anything you buy, whether used or brand new, Free Talk Live will get a percentage. So people do their holiday shopping, they buy gifts for people, they get stuff for themselves, whatever it is you need to get. Amazon probably sells it. And if it's brand new, you might even get free Super Saver shipping on it. So head on over to amazon.freetalklive.com.
HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy for you to get your own .com domain name. You can create your very own website with their free website builder tools and templates. They make it extraordinarily easy. You can use the code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, FTL, and you sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. It's HostGator.com, code FTL.
All right, we're talking about scams. Would like to hear from you if you have been taken by a scam artist, if perhaps maybe you've been involved in a scam, and, of course, hopefully you now regret it. But either way, or whatever else, of course, you want to bring up, you're welcome to.
Is regretting it required to call in?
No, I guess, suppose not, but I would hope that you regret it.
Yes.
Because it's awful. 800-259-9231, and we'll continue here with Ladies First. Ida is on the line listening to WFLA in Florida. Ida, you're on Free Talk Live.
WFLA that I was listening to.
Okay.
This is Ida.
Yes, Ida.
In Pinellas Park.
Welcome. You're on the air.
I asked Mr. Peterson to meet me at my bank, and when he gave me the $3 million, $3,500,000, I would gladly give him his $300.
Was this one of the phone scams like
yes.
We were talking about earlier?
Yes. And he had called me early. The first time that I heard from him, it was like, send him $9, and he would reimburse me $39.
Oh, is it?
Well,
is
I said,
a small
that sounds
amount.
Like a pretty good bunch of crap.
Yeah.
And then they did call me back about 3 or 4 months later. And it went up to $3,500,000.
That's a big jump from 39.
I was supposed to go to Walmart and buy a money order and mail it to, MoneyGram it to this person in, I think it was San Francisco. I can't remember. I've still got all the information. But I called my bank. I called the local police department. Well, until they did anything or any transaction took place, there was really nothing that they could do.
This is how.
But I told this person that he should meet me at my bank, and I would gladly give him the $300 for the $3,500,000.
Of course you would.
That he was supposed to be giving me.
What did he say to you?
He never arranged to meet me at the bank.
Oh, really?
So I said, it's a big scam then, isn't it?
Wait, he said he would arrange to meet you at the bank? Or
he would never arrange to meet me at the bank.
I see.
I'd say, I'm going to be at the bank at 3 o'clock today. I need you to meet me there. And then I can give you your $300 as soon as you give me the $3,500.
So the cops said they wouldn't do anything until you'd actually already lost your money. Is that right?
That's right. That's right. Except that wouldn't be any loss to him. It would be only lost to me.
Right. Right.
So because he would never be there with any money.
Right. And this is how the criminals...
exactly where he was calling from, I don't know.
This is the kind of...
it was a 1-800 number.
This is the kind of disdain that criminals have for our law enforcement.
Right.
I mean, they know that they're not going to do anything.
Call them back.
Ida, thank you so much.
I think I had somebody call me again not too long ago.
They never stop. Thank you so much for the call. I appreciate hearing from you tonight at 800-259-9231. Now, you know, Mark, I was talking earlier about how the police, in the first case, could have done something where it was a man who was getting calls just like Ida was, and the cops just kept saying, well, we don't have jurisdiction, so we're not going to do anything because the calls were coming from the Bahamas, or Jamaica, rather. And I said, well, they could have at the very least have done something symbolic. They could have said, look, we'll call Jamaica police, and we'll let them know what the phone number is, and we'll let them know what they're doing, and we'll put it in their hands, and hopefully they'll do something about it. Probably wouldn't do much, but at least it would be symbolic. At least it would make it look like they were doing something for their supposed customers here. And here's Ida saying that she's got this guy on the line. She knows he's calling her back. He wants to get money out of her. She's willing to, work with the police, and the police basically say, oh, well, you haven't lost any money yet, so we can't step in. Well, if the police wanted to be proactive about this, and again, if the police wanted to actually do something to so-called serve and protect, why couldn't they just pick up the scam right there? Why couldn't the police just say, okay, tell you what, Ida, we're going to handle this from here on out. We're going to work with you on this, and we'll go and we'll take $500 of our budget, and we'll go ahead and send that off to the scam artist or whatever. So come up with some way for them to step into the middle of the deal and take care of it. That way, then they'll be ripping off the police department. Then they should really be concerned with that particular case, right?
Right. Have a telephone number set up for this, and tell Ida to say it's your this is your husband, and have them call the husband to get the money or whatever, and then just send them to that telephone number, and then the cops could take right over.
But that would require them to actually care and would require them to, be motivated and inspired to do things
for
you. As
I said, I do believe that some of them do care and some of them are motivated. It's just that it's not like if you're an average beat cop or maybe even a detective that you have the kind of latitude that you can set up a police telephone number and do this kind of investigation without your superior's knowledge. And your superior's, if you run it up the ladder, how long is it going to take? It likely is never going to come back down the ladder. So this isn't the beat cop's issue. This is the law enforcement administration's issue.
Let's continue here. So, I mean, basically the story so far is you better pay attention and know that these things exist because you sure as hell can't rely on law enforcement.
That's one of the roles of media in a free society is to inform the public, and I'm glad that we're able to step in and do that.
Well, it's our listeners that are informing. You're the ones that are telling the stories. Let's go to Carl, also in Tampa, listening to WFLA. Carl, you're on Free Talk Live. Carl, you are on the air. Carl,
yes.
Tampa. Hey, go ahead. You're on the air.
I am. Well, great segue. Speaking of the police and, seeking their involvement, et cetera, first job I ever had, I was 14 years old, and I had a neighbor who said, hey, how would you like to work for the police department? And I said, what are you talking about? I mow lawns, I'm 14 years old, I can't get a job yet, et cetera. And they said, no, you can come work with me for the police department. I said, well, what are you doing? What's the job? And they said, well, I work, we work on the telephones and we raise money for, the Police Benevolent Association. And I said, okay, well, how does that work? And, I think, we've all heard of Police Benevolent Association, et cetera. I'm sure they do lots of good things and help the police department. That's great. But, basically, this gig was working the phones and calling people. And what it boiled down to was selling the small stickers shaped like a policeman's badge or a shield, if you will, that people would put on their automobiles mm-hmm. to indicate that they supported the police or sheriffs. And
I've seen them. They're like they're the idea is here that generally I think that what people are getting out of it is that it's like cop repellent. You know,
that's what they believe.
They put this sticker in order to ward off the. It's kind of like the garlic of old. I don't think it does either. Most cops, if you talk to them, will say that, that in fact they don't find that to be very motivating. I am kind of interested in what they think about those little thin blue line stickers. If you haven't seen them, they're essentially.
Symbol.
Yeah, there are three lines. Two of the top and the bottom line are black, and the middle line is blue. And this is the cop symbol for each other. And I think that those are probably more effective on one's vehicle.
Even many cops still will say that that's kind of the cat's out of the bag on that, and they don't really care that much about that anyway. But Carl, tell me the rest of the story here. I mean, you were working a phone bank for this company that was raising money. How much of a cut were they getting? What's the rest of the story?
Well, we never really heard that part of it. Never really trickled down to us on the front lines. Really, what we were told the official line we were told was that you know we were to dial these phone numbers. You know, we had lists of thousands of phone numbers, and we were to dial them and explain how the police wanted to sponsor these children and send them either to the circus or to a baseball game or what have you, and that you know these citizens we were calling you know had the opportunity to pay for these tickets. To send these kids to either a baseball game or a circus, et cetera, and in exchange, they would get a tax-deductible donation receipt as well as the window sticker for their vehicle.
Did you get to go to the circus with any of the kids? I'm interested.
Now, I don't think there were many kids going to circuses or baseball games.
Carl, there's more to the story. I want you to tell it. If you can hang on, we'll bring you back. We're nailed to the clock here. News coming up here shortly. Hour number two is on the way. If you want to tell your story, you're welcome to 800-259-9231 or bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.